your finances, on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is Sunday, November 23rd, 2025. We've got Thanksgiving right around the corner. Okay, so a couple of things to get through before we start rocking and rolling. All right, the updated website is now live. Not Memorex, but live. And it looks really nice. I'm very happy with it. We're still uploading a lot of material, but you know, the basic website is there. So please bear with us as we get caught up on uploading all of the radio shows. I think we've updated through August. So we've got, you know, September and October we've got to catch up with. So just bear with us while we get that going. And right now I'm still working on getting a payment processing set up. I don't know why, but when we transferred over from the other site, that doesn't transfer. You got to start all over from scratch. Don't ask me why. I have no clue. So anyway, but, you know, if you want to, you know, have any coaching or a workshop, just call me and I'll send you an invoice through PayPal. However, you can still book the introductory call. That is available because that's a separate system. So just letting you know. Let's see. I keep saying here. I'm cold. I'm drinking coffee. It's probably about 55 degrees here in Southern California and rainy. So it's quite chilly. Even though I'm from Chicago and the East Coast, I got California blood now. So anything below 70, I'm freezing. So, all right. The Discipline Trader yearly daily workbook, as I mentioned last week, is available. Thank you to those of you that have already bought a copy. I'm glad you're enjoying it. It was something that, like I said, we used to just give out to our workshop attendees for many years. And then my good friend, Dr. Van K. Tharp, who passed away some time ago, a couple years ago, suggested that I update it and make it available to all of you. So I took his advice because he's a very smart man. And by the way, if you haven't picked up any of his materials, any of his books, Trade Your Way to Financial Freedom is one of his most popular books. I suggest you get that because he really knew what he was talking about. But so anyway, that workbook is now available on Amazon. And the next book, The Sacred Path of Warrior Traders, we are working on furiously. And it's really coming along. I'm pretty stoked about it. And you're going to really enjoy it. So that I'm hoping to get out by the end of this year. I know I keep delaying it, but other things got in the way, folks. What can I say? So with that said, let's get started with today's program. All right. So last week we talked about the 10-step program, and some people were a little confused as to what that is about because most of us know there's 10-step programs, 12-step programs, and all kind of other number step programs when it comes to addictive behaviors. And, you know, to be honest, folks, trading can be addictive. Mark Douglas and I knew quite a few traders that were literally addicted to being in the market. And it's no different today. Traders are just as addicted, actually, in my opinion, probably more so because of the simplicity of opening an account and being able to trade from any location. And the problem that I'm seeing now is that a lot of the younger traders don't realize what an addiction is in terms of trading. because they grew up on video games. And so they may have spent a lot of their waking hours playing video games. And so that might have been an addiction for them playing those games, but they wouldn't know that because no one ever called them out on it. So they just roll that number of hours a day over into their trading, not thinking there's anything wrong with that. And then they wonder why they're boom and busters, or they haven't made any kind of, you know, noticeable profit taking on a consistent basis. So one of the reasons that I updated the workbook is for traders to start becoming aware of what they're thinking, aware of how they're reacting to the markets instead of acting. Now, a lot of you have challenged me on that phrase, reacting versus acting. They say, well, I'm just reacting by, you know, putting on a trade or taking it off. No, you're not if you're not following your rules. No, you're not if you're emotionally involved in any trade. That's reacting. Acting means being objective and not caring what the outcome is. That's two different ballgames. That's two different fruits. That's two different animals, whatever analogy you want to use, okay? Those are two different terms, and there's two different definitions to them. So I don't care what anybody else on the internet is telling you, because I've read a lot of stuff and heard a lot of stuff on the internet saying, well, you have to be reactive while you're trading. No, you don't have to be reactive, and you can't be reactive. Otherwise, you're never going to make it as a successful trader in the long run. When you're reacting, you are doing something through your emotions and your feelings and past losses. When you're acting, you're acting out of following your rules and having a trading plan and a business plan to grow your equity. Those are two different things. Now, one of the ways you can start recognizing that is by using this 10-step program that I went over last week. Now, in the previous show, I just listed the 10 steps. There's actually more steps, but I just kind of encapsulated it into the 10 steps just to so we can get through it kind of clearly. So, in this 10-step program, to help you start understanding the way you need to think, the first step is, I acknowledge that my current trading results are not what I envision they would be. Okay? And this is big, folks, because there's a lot of traders that absolutely will not take responsibility for their trading results. They wouldn't admit that it was their fault, or they wouldn't admit that they were really in a long drawdown spiral or a closed loop way of thinking if their life depended on it. So, you know, the first step to understanding how you need to think is have a willingness to acknowledge where you're at. If you don't know where you're at, or you refuse to acknowledge where you're at, then you can't take profit consistently and keep it. Now, I know a lot of you guys call me back and you're like, well, you know, that doesn't make any sense because, you know, I know what I'm doing. Okay, you may know how to trade. And I will share with you folks that 90% of all the traders that I coach or that come to my workshops, they absolutely know how to trade. That isn't the issue. That isn't the challenge. As a matter of fact, I can count probably on both hands the number of traders that I have ever worked with in my whole career that did not know how to trade. That's 99% of the time, that has nothing to do with their, you know, with their drawdowns or their lack of success as a trader. 99% of the time, the challenge is because they don't want to acknowledge that they're not making it, that they're not successful and that their results are vastly different than what they ever thought they'd be after X amount of time. And the time frame is unique to each one of them, meaning a lot of traders call me for coaching and say, well, I thought after 6 months or 2 years or 5 years, whatever their number is, I thought I'd be more successful. So, you know, because all traders head into this, you know, saying, okay, well, I think, you know, I should be able to be consistent within 6 months to a year. Well, first of all, that's ridiculous. That does not happen. Very rarely. It's a minimum of 2 to 5 years, depending on whether you're trading part-time or full-time, which I've said previously, and also how much effort you're going to put into it and how much denial you have about your results. So the first step is acknowledging that you're not where you thought you'd be. There's nothing wrong with this. Okay, this doesn't mean that you're not smart. It doesn't mean you're a loser. It doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing. It just means you might have had an unrealistic idea of how quickly it might take for you to become consistent. And that's a normal thought because you're all smart. You all know how to trade. But the logistics of pointing and clicking your mouse or swiping on your device, putting on a trade, has nothing to do with your mindset. Nothing. When it comes to taking profit consistently, that is. So this is what you're going to have to do. Get the workbook. Start keeping track of what you're thinking, what you're doing, how you're reacting. Keeping track of your trades. Now, this is on paper, folks, not in the computer. And we're going to get into that a little later in the show and why you can't do that in the computer, at least not initially, right? And a lot of this stuff, a lot of this information I'm giving to you is for right now until you get a good grasp of self-trust, self-confidence, and knowing what needs to be done, all right? So anything I'm sharing with you is not something you're going to do forever necessarily, all right? Certainly not longhand. So the first step is acknowledging that your current results are not what you want them to be. And then you can go from there. When you acknowledge that, now you've opened the door to limitless possibilities to take your results to where you want them to go and to where you want them to be. We'll be right back. Okay, so hopefully that makes it a little more clear for you. And if it doesn't, you know, just send me an email or pick up the phone and call me at 760-636-4290. Okay, just let me know. Oh, okay. All right. Sorry, we'll go over that later. All right. So the second step, the second step is I now understand that it is okay to ask for assistance to create my trading wealth and my financial security from God. Now, a few of you contacted me and had a little bit of a challenge with that, saying, you know, you can't ask God for money. Well, in my universe, in my belief system, God is the source of all my wealth. And how is that, you might ask, which many of you have asked over the years, because he creates everything. He creates my mindset. He gives me his wisdom. And I know he wants all of us to be as prosperous, as wealthy as we want to be. So, you know, it's really up to us to ask him for guidance, especially when we're stuck, as a lot of traders end up getting. So it doesn't matter what faith you believe or subscribe to. If you don't believe in any kind of higher power, then that kind of puts you at odds with creating the type of wealth that you want to as a trader. And so, I mean, I'm not going to get into this too deep right now because there's a lot of that information about this will be in the next book, which we'll go into at another show after the book is out. But, you know, you have to be willing to be open to asking questions from God or your higher power or even of yourself, because, you know, God's going to endow you with the answers. You have to be willing to ask the questions, number one. But number two, here are the answers. Because this is something we've been teaching from the beginning, both Mark Douglas and I. This is the basic premise of all of our materials, even though he never came right out and said it in all the pirated videos, because he didn't want to impose any type of strict beliefs on anybody. He didn't want anybody to interpret what we were teaching the wrong way. And so the bottom line is, you know, we wrote our books through the help of God. We created our workshop materials through the help of God. To this day, when I get stuck, I'm going to ask our Heavenly Father and say, okay, what am I not seeing? What am I not grasping? What am I not hearing you tell me? And then I let it go. And then I wait for him to answer. And that answer may come in a multitude of ways, in any way, any shape, any form, any person. It could be a song on the radio. It could be, you know, an old movie on television. It could be my cat Solomon sitting here supervising me like he is right now, you know, purring away. It could be a trader that calls me up and asks me a question, and the answer comes to me through him asking the question. Or it could come simply by it coming into my mind, and then I write down the answer. So you got to understand that God doesn't work in mysterious ways. He's actually quite clear in his ways if we're open to understand that answers come from any direction at any time and from anyone or anything. And I know that's hard for traders to understand because, you know, we are trained, we are programmed as children, and I don't mean programmed in a negative way, of course, but we are taught as children, you know, you do this, you get that. You know, there's rules, there's laws, there's religious tenets, and you're going to get punished if you don't follow all of these or some of these or any of these. So our minds are not naturally geared to understand an environment that is completely unlimited in terms of acquiring wealth as well as acquiring great loss. Our brains aren't wired that way until we wire them that way. That's what I do. This is what I teach traders, is to learn that they have to expand their ideas, their beliefs about money, prosperity, success, what it means to be a success, what it means to be a trader, and understand that unlimited wealth is there for the taking by you. But until you have the mindset to accept that unlimited wealth, you're not going to be able to keep it. Now, I think I've mentioned this example before. When I first started making, you know, decent money as a trader, I didn't realize it, but I was feeling guilty. So my mother lived in Chicago, a couple miles from Mark and I. And so I started taking her out to lunch. I started going shopping with her, and I always picked up the tab, right? And after a couple of months of this, she took me aside and she said, "Hey, what's going on?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "Why are you blowing your money?" I said, "I'm not blowing my money. I'm just buying stuff for you." And she said, "You're blowing your money. I don't need this stuff. What's going on?" And I said, I don't know. I guess maybe I feel a little guilty." She's, "Guilty about what?" And I said, "Because I think I'm making more than Dad ever made." And she looked at me. She goes, "Yeah, you are. A lot more than he ever made. My dad died when I was 12. So I don't know what he would have been making, you know, later on in my life, but probably, you know, a lot more. Anyway." And I said, "Well, I feel bad about that." She said, "Why?" I said, "I don't know." And she said, "Well, if you feel bad about making more money than your father ever did, then we didn't do a good job raising you." She said, the purpose, one of the purposes of a parent is to teach their children to do better than they did, to give them the tools to increase their sense of prosperity, to increase their lifestyle. She said, "So you've accomplished that. You took what we taught you and you used it. So you don't have to feel bad, because if your father was here, he'd be very proud of you." And she said, "And you can't compare your salary to his, you know, the money you're making as a trader, you can't compare that to his salary, because he's been dead for 15 years. So if he was still alive, he'd probably still might be making more than you." So it wasn't like there was anything inside of me that told me I should feel guilty about making more than my father. I mean, when I look back at it, it was pretty stupid. It was pretty ridiculous. But it was just there. So this is what I'm saying, folks, is that there may be things inside of you that you don't even know are there, but they will manifest. They will manifest with you having drawdowns or blowing your money, so to speak, until you resolve mentally, spiritually, and emotionally that it's okay to make more money than so-and-so, or it's okay to make more money than you ever did. And that's where this phrase, "I now understand that it's okay to ask for assistance to create my trading wealth and financial security from God, because God wants you to be as wealthy as you want to be." He's not a vengeful God. He doesn't want anybody to be poor. And I'm not going to get into the whole story about why some people are poor and why some aren't. That's, you know, that's not for this show. But the bottom line is, those people, those traders that truly want to be wealthy, are going to ask him what to do when they get stuck. And those same traders are going to listen to what answers come into their mind, come into their psyche, come into their heart and their soul, and they're going to write those answers down on a piece of paper next to the question they just put to God. And they're going to know then that God is on your side. He is there for you. This is not a joke. This is not fake. This is not AI generated. This is real and tangible information. There is a God. He loves you. You're one of his children, and he wants you to be wealthy. So be open to asking him to guide you whenever you get stuck, whether it's on a single trade or a group of trades or for weeks on end. Just ask him and he will answer. We'll be right back.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
Okay, now the third step, and obviously we're not going to get through all 10 in one show, but I'm going to give you a good foundation for you to get started on. And then we'll move forward with that as we go down the road. So the third step is, I am now keeping a daily workbook, writing down my intent to create trading wealth. I am doing this on paper to begin with. Now, this is why I revised our workbook, folks. What I've found the last number of years, I will say probably the last, 8 to 10 years, as traders started keeping their trading results online in some sort of program, whether it's through their platform provider or just Excel spreadsheet or something like that, they're usually not writing down their thoughts and their intent before trading, which is, you know, a cardinal sin. And they're certainly not writing down how they feel afterwards. Now, I say that with the caveat that they may think about it. They may, you know, talk to themselves negatively if they've had a bad trading day, but very few of you out there ever write down what you're really feeling on paper. Some of you actually will write it down in a word processing program and then you close the file. So what's the point in that? And then there's the other percentage of you that write it down, edit it, make it look nice and pretty, and then close it up. And then you send that to me saying, well, see, I'm writing down my thoughts, which is, I know, like totally different than what you just said in a coaching session, which was the real truth, how upset you were. So, you know, folks, it's up to you. You know, I sit here and I tell you over and over again what you have to do to create the type of mindset of a winning warrior trader, of a consistently successful trader. And what's really surprising to me is how few of you are willing to do a little bit of work in the beginning. And again, you're not going to have to keep a workbook the rest of your trading days, okay? Because what's going to happen, the more you keep this workbook, the more you're going to understand what you're thinking, what you believe, what you were taught, and what works for you now as a trader, and what doesn't. And once you see that, you get that down on paper, and you say, well, I don't need to believe that anymore. You know, like whatever you were taught, money doesn't grow on trees. Well, yes, in fact, it does. Paper money anyway. Paper money is made out of what? Trees. Paper's made out of trees. So, you know, come on. Not picking up coins in the street because they're dirty. Okay, at least here in the U.S., our coins say "In God We Trust" on them. So if you're not willing to pick up any coins you see in the street because you think it's dirty, then that means you're not going to take any small trades, small trading profits, because it's not worth your time. Just like that's how your mind melds that into from the dirty coins in the street. Yes, I know that money is dirty because it exchanges countless hands. I get that, okay? That's why Lysol spray was invented. That's why rubbing alcohol was invented. You can always clean your hands after dealing with money. And just think about how dirty your credit cards and your debit cards are. Nobody thinks anything about that. You go and you punch in the numbers on the screen. How many people's fingers have been on that screen? Just as many as with paper money and coins. That's a fact. This is science. I'm not making this up. This is science. I will tell you that Mark Douglas carried a little travel bottle of rubbing alcohol in his pocket. And if he used his debit or credit card, the moment he was done on the machine, he sprayed his hands. Yeah, you know, so it's like whenever we handle money, you know, when I'm done, same thing, because I mostly pay cash for everything. So I don't have debt. When I'm done paying, I have that same little size travel size bottle of rubbing alcohol in my purse at all times, and I will spray my hands. You know, because I'm usually out running errands or, you know, out with friends or whatever. So my point being is that if you're not going to connect to what you think about money, and this is what this 10-step program is all about, is leading you to understand that you are not connected to your trading account or your trading results if you are not keeping track of what you're thinking, what you believe, what works for you, and what doesn't work. I know exactly what works for me as a trader. As I've said previously, I cannot trade on Mondays. I don't know why. I don't care. I just know I always had bad days on Mondays to this day. So I just don't even trade on Mondays, no matter what the market's doing. And before you even ask the next question, I can do that, not trade on Mondays, because I believe and I know there's always opportunity in the markets. So I'm not missing out on anything. And those of you that have to be in the market, even though you may have done your personal research knowing I don't trade very well on Tuesdays, or I don't trade well from 9 to 11, and you go ahead and trade anyway, then yeah, you have an addiction then. That's right. Might not be a big one, but it's enough of an addiction to bring you drawdowns. So these are the types of things that you have to start thinking about in a real and organized manner, which is what I provide to you with my workbook, and especially with the new book coming out. You have to understand this. It's your brain. It's your brain that you have to organize in a way that's going to allow you to see opportunity, take opportunity, and keep it. And you can't do that if you don't know what you believe. Now, you know, taking that a step further, there's quite a few traders over the years. When I ask them, well, what do you believe about money? Well, you know, I think money is a good thing. You think? What do you believe about being a trader? Well, I think I might be able to make it as a trader. You think? What do you believe about success? Well, God, you know, I really hope I can make it as a trader. I hope I can be successful as a trader. You hope? What are these kind of answers? That means nothing. That means you have no idea what you're thinking, what you believe, or you're in denial. Either way, you're toast when it comes to becoming a trader with any kind of, you know, negligible profit taking and accumulation. So, and you know what I'm explaining to you folks is nothing new. Any of you that have read any of our books know this. But you have to understand, too, the books are a finite set of information, okay? And the books are to get you to start thinking. We can't put everything that we know in the books because it still is person-specific. It's still trader-specific. So for those of you that say, well, I've read Trading in the Zone 100 times and I still have questions about whatever, yeah, because it's personal to you. It's not, there's no cookie cutter answers to understanding the unique mindset that traders need to become financially successful as traders. Yes, there are common trading challenges, but they are the way to work through them is still individual to each one of you. So, you know, I could talk to 10 traders and they could say, well, you know, I have an issue about feeling stupid, which is pretty common, by the way. Or I have an issue about feeling like a failure because I haven't made it yet. And that's also very common. But the reasons behind why they think they're not smart enough, the reason why they think they haven't made it as a trader yet or feel like a failure, that's unique to them. Now, there's just one guy as an example. He was taking in $250,000 a year. One trader I worked with last year, $250,000 net. Okay, that's after all fees and commissions and everything. I'm like, gosh, that's great. He says, no, I'm a complete failure. Oh my God, I'm such a loser. And he's just negative self-talk. We took a couple coaching sessions and finally got down to the fact that he was competing with his father. His father was a big time trader. Actually, not a trader. He was a hedge fund manager. which is different. That's, you know, it's hedge fund manager. It's not his own money. Where this kid, he was trading his own money. So I pointed out to him, I said, look, your father is managing a hedge fund for other people's money, and he's getting a salary and a commission. You, on the other hand, are actually trading the market using your own money. So just because your dad's pulling in $5-6 million a year as an employee of a hedge fund firm, you're a single person, you're an entrepreneur, you're self-employed. You're trading your own money. You're making $250,000 a year. He was only 25. I said, you are set up to make great things, you know, do great things as a trader, if you stop trying to compete with your dad, because it's two different businesses. Can't compare someone who manages a hedge fund, gets a salary and bonuses, compared to you who's trading your own money. It never even occurred to him. And it really took me almost an hour and a half to explain it to him. Now, you know, there's other dynamics to that situation, which I'm not going to go into here, but that was the basic overall reason why he thought he was a failure, because he was competing with his father when his father was not trading his own money. His father was not a day trader. His father was a hedge fund manager. So, you know, this is pretty common, folks, and you can't compare other people's trading to your own. You got to keep that in mind. How you trade and how they trade has nothing to do with each other. Nothing. They're two different worlds. We'll be right back. Welcome back. All right. So these are the types of principles that are a empirically proven philosophy that, you know, I've been teaching for decades. And if you guys need references or referrals or anything like that, you know, feel free to contact me. And I will, you know, look among my files and see what traders might be willing to share with you their experience with me. Although, you know, you can go to the website, you'll see there's quite a few testimonials. Those are all valid testimonials from actual clients. Obviously, I'm not going to put thousands on there or even hundreds, because I think that's overkill. But you'll get a good idea from, you know, whether it's our workshops or the coaching, the life coaching, which we offer now, or even our books. So, you know, just keep in mind, I'm not talking through my hat. This is the deal. This is where it all started. Everyone else has come after us. And that sort of thing. So I did want to mention there is an AI-generated book on Amazon, and it's called Mastering Trading in the Zone. It is completely fake. We're trying to get it pulled because they have really bastardized our materials, and it's really bad. You'll see there's a lot of bad reviews, and I don't want you guys to lose any money. So please do not buy that book. There's some guy, he's done this with several other books as well, not just ours, on Amazon Canada, Amazon Germany, Amazon Portugal, and now Amazon US. And we're not sure who it is. It could be an Amazon employee. But please don't buy that book. It's awful. It's really bad. You know, it's one thing if somebody, you know, pirates the material. At least the material is valid. This is not. And you can tell it's AI generated because it's written in the third person. It's so bad. And this is what I'm talking about with AI, folks. AI, as I've said previously, all AI does is grab stuff off the internet. All right. You can send it, you give it a question, and it'll pick out the first thing that comes up on the internet. And it may not be true. It may be completely false because someone else posted it. So, you know, you have to be really careful, especially in our industry, because there's enough people out there that are charlatans, and you don't need to jump on the bandwagon with this AI stuff, okay? Unless you know that it is a valid set of materials, all right? So please be careful, all right? Please, please, please be careful. I can't stress that enough. Now, some of you have asked about our upcoming programs. I'm going to be on Larry Pesavento's show on Tiger TV News Network, and that's going to be on Tuesdays starting next week. I'm usually in probably about the 23 to 25 minute mark, but if you haven't tuned in to his show, I suggest you do it because he has really good market commentary and he has a really good methodology. And of course, I know that well because we used to do workshops together with live trading. And we were the first ones to provide that with a money back guarantee that if we didn't make any profit, all the attendees got their tuition back. And I have to say, I'm very proud that we never had to give any tuition back. So Larry's got it going on. He's one of the originals in this industry, just has a lifetime of information and expertise. And, you know, for those of you looking for a methodology or a good teacher, he's really good. One of the other teachers out there is Alexander Elder. I don't know. I think he's semi-retired now, but I think he's still doing workshops. He also has great books. Come Into My Trading Room is an excellent one. He also has good methodology. And so these are two gentlemen that I know very well. I've known for decades. We've worked together. We've had cocktails together. We've had holidays together. And they're just super, super good guys. So if you have any questions about that, you know, you can let me know, but feel free to contact them because they really do a good job. Let's see what else. Okay, so my website, again, is up and running. It looks really good. It's paulatweb.com or markdouglas.com. Any one of those will get you to me. The phone number is 760-636-4290. I'm in the Pacific time zone, but you can always leave a message if I'm not in the office, although I am in the office 7 days. Sundays, I don't take appointments, but, you know, you can always, most of the time I'll answer the phone. And don't forget about the introductory call, because that is to give you a good smattering, other than the radio show here, of what I can do for you personally. You know, as we've just gone over, everything is unique to you. And that's what I'm the best at. A lot of the other coaches out there, they're going to give you a cookie cutter response. And that's not what you need to hear. You need to hear what is going to work for you. And that's what I provide you. I provide that to you because as you're explaining to me what your challenges may be, I am open to hearing what answers God may give me. So this isn't just about my philosophy. This is about His philosophy and doing His work for you. That's what my mission is about. That's what my mantra is doing God's work to help you become the best trader you can be. And I know it works because that's how I became the best trader I can be for me, was listening to God. So we're gonna end this with a little prayer and a little bit of fellowship here this evening, guys. I'm gonna wish for you all the best. We're gonna ask our Heavenly Father to bless you and keep you and provide you friendship and love and family and fellowship throughout the Thanksgiving week and bring you all the trading results that you desire. And we thank him in his name. Amen. And that's a big amen to all of you out there. Have a lovely and thankful Thanksgiving day, and God bless. Take care.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.